This is the JMU Journalism Podcast, the week's news and how we reported it.
I'm Chloe Wilcox. Headlines this week: Liverpool prison paying inmates for work, and witness report began into the Leveson inquiry into media ethics. But first, Justice Secretary Ken Clark is backing a campaign to get prisoners working, saying he wants businesses offering employment in every prison. Alt Course in Vizacli is one of the prisons in the country that offers inmates employment. Our reporter Lindsay Rogan has more.
For 40 hours work a week, prisoners receive around £28, a percentage of which is then put into a compulsory savings account for prisoners to use upon release. £1 is also given to a victim's charity. The Justice Secretary thinks this is the best way to help rehabilitate prisoners and is encouraging other prisoners to follow suit. Full-time employment is currently offered to around 9,000 inmates. However, Mr. Clark wants this to rise to around 20,000 by the end of the decade.
Our reporter Jonathan Maley asked some people around Liverpool what they thought.
Depends if jobs are going to get taken away from other people. If people who are looking for jobs and aren't getting paid, then if they're getting taken away by the prisoners, I think it's just a bit unfair.
I think they should be paid anyway, because if they have done something wrong, they should give back to the community.
For criminals, people who've dropped out of society, the chance for paid employment, when there's people, the unemployment figures are like in the millions now. It just goes to show, I think the man's living on a different planet.
It depends what crime they've committed. And it's the community, really, whether they be accepted in, you know, community. If it's done low-level crime, then yeah.
Now it's time for the rant of the week. Here's Lindsay.
My rant of the week is about taxi drivers. Now, I enjoy, like, the odd taxi ride every now and again, but when I'm driving, they literally have to be the worst drivers in the world. Obviously not all of them, but most of them, and especially private taxis, not even the Hackneys. They speed a ridiculous amount, like go 60 in a 30 zone. They take over you at the most inappropriate times, that literally they could kill you and ram you off the road. I think that they don't understand what right of way means. They just go ahead and just shoot out whenever they want. I was coming by Stanley Park the other day and a taxi came out of the petrol station. And literally, I must have been like a foot, over-exaggeration, but really close to the car, and he just pulled out right in front of me. I had to slam on. It was so stupid, and it's not the first time that I've had to do that. I just think that they need to like be taught to drive again. And that's my rant of the week.
In this week's sport, Bill Kenwright, the Everton owner, has told journalists that the club will have money to spend in the January transfer window. Everton fans protested before Saturday's game against Wolverhampton, saying that they want a new owner who can move the club forward. The Everton owner also confirmed that there are three or four interested buyers, but added that any deal would take time. Stoke manager Tony Pulis has been fined £10,000 for criticising the referee of last month's Carling Cup defeat to Liverpool. He was unhappy about a tackle by Liverpool's Jamie Carragher and claimed if he had been a Stoke player, he'd have been sent off. In entertainment, Kirby lad Craig Colton has been given the boot from The X Factor. The 22-year-old lost in the sing-off with Amelia Lilly, who was voted back into the competition last week. Marcus Collins is Liverpool's only hope now. He remains the bookies' joint favourite to win along with girl band Little Mix. Filming has now begun for the new BBC drama starring Liverpool actor turned Hollywood star Stephen Graham. The Savage, a four-part series written by Stephen Butchard, also from Liverpool, is due to be screened next year. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are to visit the new Museum of Liverpool next Thursday. They will see new exhibits, which will open to the public on the following day and will unveil a plaque commemorating their visit to the waterfront venue. The ongoing investigation into media ethics has stole the headlines in this week's news. The inquiry is led by Liverpool judge Lord Justice Brian Leveson. The parents of Millie Dowler have said they were given false hope during the search for their daughter. Hackers deleted voicemails to make room for new ones, leading her mother Sally to believe she was still alive. and actor Hugh Grant also spoke at the inquiry this week. He feels a number of stories involving him were discovered through phone hacking and spoke about the moment when he discovered the press knew that the mother of his daughter had given birth. He also accused the Daily Mail newspaper of breaking into his flat. Sienna Miller, J.K. Rowling and father of missing girl Madeleine McCann will also give evidence this week. And Liverpool tourism has risen by 5%. This contrasts with a national drop of 5% for overnight visitors. Our reporter Jonathan Maley has more.
Despite a heavy economic downturn and recession elsewhere in the country, Liverpool leads the way with a 5% rise in local tourism. Chief Exec of Liverpool's City Central Improval District, Jed Givens, gives his thoughts on why Liverpool tourism is thriving.
Well, enjoyed the opening of the convention centre, the arena, cruise liner terminal, and also the 42-acre site, which is Liverpool One, which brought an additional 200 retailers to the city centre, 80% of whom trade nowhere else in the northwest.
And after 21 years in business, Liverpool City Centre's last remaining Wimpy restaurant has closed down. The owner of the Williamson Square restaurant, Frank Lyons, has decided to call it a day and concentrate on his other Wimpy restaurant in Runcorn. I'm Chloe Wilcock, and that was your week's news.
The JMU Journalism Podcast is brought to you by the JMU Journalism Team, Innovation Park, Liverpool.